Whatever Shores Life throws at you, make it fresh and fun with Aloha range of products.
Barbara Bunda doesn't just play, she dominates. She's a force, power, endurance, and unshakable focus. This force drink powers her journey with essential nutrients, boosting hydration, enhancing recovery, and delivering lasting energy to conquer every challenge. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: election preparations intensify as 100 presidential supporters undergo pre-processing. CSO rejects Bill 44 meant to amend electoral process, cites threat to constitutional freedom. Dozens of Nigerian fishermen feared dead after Chad airstrike on Boko Haram.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwima Timothy Jilalan. The pre-processing of 100 presidential supporters across various provinces ahead of the upcoming elections is underway. By broadcast time in Lusaka, 5 presidential aspirants had already managed to have their supporters successfully pre-processed. Despite earlier delays, the Zambia Wake Up Party, led by Howard Kunda, completed the verification of his supporters in the morning. Other parties that have also completed the process include the Zambia Must Prosper Party, led by Kelvin Bwalyafuve, the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD under Brian Mundubile, the Movement for Economic Emancipation, led by Given Mwenya Chansa, and the Christian Democratic Party, led by Daniel Chubalepole. Meanwhile, Zambia Wake Up Party leader Howard Kunda has stated that following a successful pre-processing exercise, the party is now fully prepared for the nomination process.
We have managed to finish everything. The ACZ have verified all the 10 provinces. All our supporters have been verified. And what next is to wait for Monday 18th at 9 hours. We'll be pushing in our nomination papers.
The Christian Churches Monitoring Group has warned of rising electoral violations and declining voter education ahead of Zambia's 2026 general election, calling for urgent intervention from stakeholders. CCMG Programs Director Peter Mwanangombe says the group's latest observation report, covering 31st March to 27 April 2026, shows heightened political mobilization marked by intra-party disputes, attacks on journalists, and early campaigning outside the official period. Mr. Mwanangombe says 12% of observers reported voter inducements involving money, food, and goods like cement and solar panels, which may constitute bribery under the Electoral Process Act. He says CCMG also documented continued collection of NRC and voters' card details linked to promises of empowerment programs, raising concerns over coercion and misuse of personal information. Mr. Mwanangombe says reports of youths in military style attire and sky masks armed with tasers during political activities violate the State Security Act and risk intimidating the public.
While the overall electoral environment remains generally calm, CCMG notes emerging trends that require urgent attention from all stakeholders. Reports of politically motivated violence remain relatively low, with less than 1% of observers reporting such incidents. However, unlike the previous reporting period, where tension largely involved clashes between supporters of different political parties, the current period was characterized mainly by intra-party disputes, particularly during internal adoption and leadership processes.
The Zambia Kidney Foundation says it is disappointing that as the country moves closer to the general election, no director general has been appointed at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency. Foundation Secretary General Augustine Mukuka says the absence of a director general has resulted in disruptions in the procurement of drugs. Mr. Mukuka says this situation has also affected the procurement of renal, medical supplies and other essential medicines. He has since urged the government to ensure that a substantive director general is appointed before the general election.
We are not affected by any of the private facilities. You see, those that are offering, you know, renal services, in terms of those that are threatened, or those that are threatened, you know, to close public, those that are, you see, on NEMA from, you know, accessing the services. Because if this is to happen, you see, a number of our patients are on NEMA, so they can, you know, negatively get affected. But we hope that, I think that is just, I think, a single isolated case. That should not, you see, characterize, I think, the picture of, you know, the entire, you know, country, so to say.
The Youth Life Project has condemned the proposed Bill 44 that seeks to amend the Electoral Process Act as an attack on constitutional freedoms and youth ambition, urging Parliament to reject it in its final reading. The Electoral Process Amendment Bill number 44 of 2026 in Zambia seeks to amend the Electoral Process Act ahead of the August 13, 2026 general election. The bill passes second reading on May 10, 2026 and introduces contentious changes including party adoption certificates, proportional representation for specific groups and increased powers for the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ. YLP Executive Director Michael Nkosi says the bill seeks to mandate party adoption certificates for all electoral candidates, effectively criminalizing the right of independent citizens to seek public office. Mr. Nkosi says the proposal replaces the voice of voters with the pen of a partisan gatekeepers by requiring a blessing from a general secretary before candidates can stand. He says Zambia's democracy thrives on diversity and every citizen, including community advocates, social activists and cultural figures, has a constitutional right to offer themselves for service without joining a political party.
YLP views Bill 44 as a strategic attempt to centralize power within party hierarchies. By requiring a blessing from the General Secretary, the Electoral Commission of Zambia is replacing the voice of the voters with the pen of a partisan gatekeeper. So silencing the unaffiliated voice, we are looking at Zambia's democracy thriving under the adversity. And I, Michael Nkosi, follow the YLP, whether it is a community advocate or a social activist or cultural icons like Makitu and Difficult, every citizen has a constitutional right to offer themselves for service.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Kelvin Kamayoyo has urged the government to implement economic reforms aimed at enhancing domestic revenue generation. Dr. Kamayoyo says the move is important as Zambia seeks to fully finance its national budget using locally generated resources. He notes that reliance on external support is gradually reducing, making it necessary for the country to strengthen its own revenue base. Dr. Kamayoyo says sustainable economic reforms will help improve fiscal stability and reduce dependency on cooperating partners. He has since emphasized the need for the government to promote sectors capable of generating increased revenue and supporting long-term economic growth.
As an economic scholar, one of the issues that I've identified is that development assistance and the world humanitarian aid is reducing, because attention of countries, it's more to do with now with wars and conflicts.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, there's an abuse of technology, which is giving more appetite to fuel wars. People want to test their innovations, their AIs, their drones, how effective they are. Now, in terms of developing countries, this consequence is causing catastrophic in the social sector, like in the health and education.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of 35 customers. Call us now on